Now, there's no question that Pylos Facteria was a major victory. And Cleon's influence in Athens dramatically increased. After the troops on Sphacteria were captured, Cleon left Demosthenes behind to engage in mopping up operations, and he himself returned to Athens with the prisoners. Cleon was elected strategos general for the following year. And this is rather a reversal of the pattern of those who use the generalship as a stepping stone to political life, isn't it? Also, in 424, Cleon increased the pharos, since Athens was in a bad way financially. And in some cases, he doubled, and in other cases, he tripled the amount of tribute an ally was to pay. And as a result, the pharos increased to an annual income of 1,500 talents. Now, needless to say, the allies saw this as an act of despotism. Cleon also increased jury pay, by the way, from the 2 obol daily payment that Pericles had introduced in the 450s to 3 obols a day. And perhaps this was meant to be some sort of recompense, some compensation for those farmers whose lands were ravaged in the previous Spartan invasions. Now, just when you thought it was safe to go in the water, heresy time again. No one, as far as I know, has ever really given the clash in the assembly between Cleon and Nicias more than passing attention. But I think there's a lot going on here. The common opinion is that Cleon backed himself into a corner with a lot of bar talk, but fortunately for him, when he got to Sphacteria, the more militarily experienced Demosthenes was there to bail him out. This is kind of the view that Thucydides gives us, and it's certainly what modern historians echo. But I disagree with this completely. For one thing, when Cleon was given this charge by the assembly to go to Sphacteria, he immediately trotted out an impressive list of specialist troops, archers, infantry, troops like that, and these he wanted to take to Demosthenes. Now, you don't have these sorts of details inside your head if all you're going to do at an assembly is stand up and verbally trash someone else. Cleon was by now, in 425, 424, the seasoned politician. He wasn't a military tactician. Demosthenes, on the other hand, was a general by now, a strategos, but he wasn't a political speaker. If Cleon had asked for these troops and the command of them against Sphacteria off the bat when he first stood up in the assembly, he would have got nowhere with the people. But I can quite easily see Demosthenes telling Cleon what troops he needed, and Cleon manipulating the crowd against Nicias to make it seem like Nicias had backed him into a corner, and then, well, okay, I'll take on this job after all, but I'll need such and such. The Pylos Facterian campaign was an enormous win for the Athenians. But the odium attached to the rhetores, the orators, is seen in how Thucydides and his contemporary Aristophanes, the comic playwright, treated the victory. Thucydides glosses over it. He doesn't even have grudging praise for Cleon. Perhaps that's why he gives us only the barest outline of the assembly clash between Cleon and Nicias. He doesn't give us the speeches of each one, but merely a sort of paraphrase of them, reported speech. And he does that because Cleon did well, and Thucydides doesn't really want to spend time highlighting a guy that he dislikes so much. And his account is also manipulated so that we end up feeling sorry for Nicias. Poor old Nicias, being abused the way he was by this upstart Cleon. He ought to stay in his tanning shop. Yet, and this is often not mentioned, it was Nicias who handed over his command to Cleon. And as a result, Nicias ought to have suffered censure from the people for that. It wasn't his job to resign from his command. But Nicias is not abused for it, even though we know that the Athenians are quick to censure ineptitude, disloyalty, treachery on the part of their elected officials. Even worse is the portrayal of the Pelos Sphacterian campaign in the comic play Knights, which was performed in 424, the same year as the Sphacterian campaign, and it was written by Aristophanes.